to see you all here today. My talk title is The Infinite Invisible, Divine Love. And in the Centers for Spiritual Living, we're encouraged this month to move from thinking about the divine to feeling it, to experiencing it, by way of the heart or mystical experiences that really transcend any one path, religion, or tradition. One mountain, many paths. One tree with many branches. One river with many wells. One heart, one love, one. Just as the painter paints, the dancer dances, the chef cooks. But what of the mystic? What of the spiritual? Spiritual living is not only intellectually achieved, I should say, but rather it's lived through the mystical heart experience. By letting God be God as us, through us. Or letting love be love as us, through us. What are the ways we let ourselves be distracted from remembering that and living from our worthiness as divine, unique, radiant creations of spirit? How can we let God be God in us, in our daily lives? How can we do it within our family, in our workplace, at the grocery store, or in traffic? Ernest Holmes said, when our world pushes us around, kind of like when the world pushes our buttons. Have you ever had your buttons pushed? So Ernest Holmes says, when our world pushes us around, it is indicative that we are not in control of our consciousness. Wow. Something to think about, huh? Would you like to be in love with your life? With your God, the God of your understanding? Call it whatever you want. Source, Spirit, Beloved, Divine Creator. One. Would you like to be in relationship with that? Yes. Anybody? Yeah. Well, let's start right now. Let's affirm together. Say this with me, after me. Love in me, through me, and as me is me. You got it? Here we go. Love in me, through me, as me is me. That's kind of a mouthful, isn't it? And I am blessed. Did you know this biological fact? If you place two living heart cells from different people in a petri dish, they will in time find and maintain a third in common beat. This fact holds the key to all relationships. It is cellular proof that there is, at the very nature of life itself, some essential joining force. And this inborn ability to find and enliven a common beat is the miracle of love. This force is what makes compassion possible, even probable. For if two cells, can find a common pulse beneath everything, how much more can our hearts feel when all our excuses fall away, our excuses of us and them? Better, not so good, you look different. Judgment, blame. And yet, we often tire ourselves by fighting how our hearts really just want to join. Not realizing we get both strength and peace from our hearts beating in unison with everything that is alive. It can feel incredibly uplifting that without even knowing each other, there exists a common beat between all hearts, between all of us, just waiting to be felt, to be recognized. One heart, one breath. We all want the same thing, don't we? We all want peace in the world. We all want to be loved. We all want harmony. Love in me, through me, Dr. Joe Dispenza says, have you ever seen a group of fish that are moving in a school? I remember going to the aquarium, and oh, it was just magnificent the way these fish move. There is a sea of coherence, and they are all moving as one, one mind. You might think there's a leader and that everybody else is following. That's a top-down phenomenon, he says. It's actually one mind, and everybody's leading at the same time. We are bound together by an invisible field of energy, and that connection is love. With the big L, with the big O, with the big V, with the big E, love. Dr. Joe says, so how much of your creative energy is tied up in guilt, shame, and control? Or insecurity of what other people think of you? That's valuable energy that you can use to design a new life. When you move your energy to your heart, you begin to connect to something greater, something divine. Ah, we've heard this before. We hear it all the time. Love in me, through me, as me, is me, and I am blessed. That's something to put in your pocket to say later, isn't it? And Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, said, to the degree that we are willing, open, and receptive participants and partners with God, our lives can and will correspond to and demonstrate that divine relationship. When we allow the infinite invisible that resides in, as, and through us to celebrate by means of us, then truly we are Christed beings. Take a breath with that. Feel that powerful statement. Open and receptive, willing to allow. I have a story I want to share with you about being in love. Many years ago, in the late 90s, I lived in Oakland, California, and I was single at the time, and I was miserable. I really wanted a relationship. I was just so wanting a relationship. And I used to take a walk out in the Berkeley Marina, if you're familiar with the Berkeley Marina. It's a great place to walk. It's right on the bay. And I used to take that walk there, and I'd see couples holding hands or sitting on a bench, and I would look at them, and I'd be like, oh, why isn't that me? I'd be so unhappy. I'm just by myself, and nobody loves me. And oh, I can't stand to look at those people in love. And I just made myself just, oh, so miserable. So I started going to the Science of Mind Center and learning more about the metaphysical tools. And I took a class from a practitioner, and she had mentioned something about before you can be something, you have to be something before you receive it. The law of attraction, something like that. You remember what that was called? The law of attraction. It's kind of metaphysics 101. If you keep repeating what you don't like, more of that comes back to you. Well, I kind of got it, but she gave us an assignment to pretend, and I had told her what was my situation. She said, pretend that you are in love, or that you when you see those couples, be happy for them. Celebrate their love. Don't bemoan the fact it's not in you. Celebrate them. I was like, oh, okay. So I went for my walk, and I saw these couples, and I started that process. I just started looking at them and saying, oh, gosh, they look so happy and so cool. Good for them. That's mine, too. I know it. I'm just so excited. I'm more expectant now. It feels really good to celebrate other people's love. Oh, it just feels great. So I kind of played with that for a little while. Well, long story short, I went to work one day. I was teaching yoga at a little health club in Oakland, and I came into work one morning, and the owner was behind the counter, and I said, good morning. She said, good morning, and I'm walking by her, and I smiled, and she said, well, Suzanne, what's going on? And I stopped, and I said, well, what do you mean? And she leaned over the counter and looked at me, and she said, what's going on? And I said, nothing. She looked again. She goes, you're in love. And I said, I am. And she said, with who? And I said, I don't know. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I just walked away and went and taught my class. And I thought, my gosh, if someone that isn't, quote, metaphysical could see something radiating from me that was a loving energy, wow, I thought, this must be working. I didn't know who I was in love with, but I was in love. It felt pretty good. So about a month later, I met this guy at a retreat. And he happened to become my husband, Mr. Rex Raleigh. And we're celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary this year. Yay! So I love telling that story because I just want you to notice, is there a part of your life that you see something that you really want, a success or a job or a love or peace or whatever it is, and that you're complaining that it's not part of your existence? To just play with those ideas of celebrating that it is somewhere, because it is. And just to notice that in yourself when you heard my story, if it relates to you at all. That's why we do our spiritual practices. Love in me, through me, and as me, is me, and I am blessed. I recently taught a class based on the book The Yoga of Jesus by Paramahansa Yogananda, Interpretations of the Great Master Jesus. And he had a chapter on the first two commandments from the Bible, which brings us a great reminder of the power of love. And you may have heard these before. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. So Yogananda says, when the devotee can love God with an inwardly concentrated mind, he begins to feel that love for God in his heart, exquisitely permeating every nuance with his feelings, with the presence of God. The God-saturated heart then feels the beloved Lord in the deepest recesses of the soul, where the little love meets and is enfolded by the great love. The feeling of God in the soul expands into realization of God in his everywhereness. Jesus emphasized that salvation begins with those practices that enable the devotee truly to love God with the supreme offerings of heart, mind, soul, and strength. Think about that. To love God with all your heart. This is divine love in your heart. It is union with love and devotion. Yogananda says, whatever is in a person's heart, that is where his concentration is on the thing he thinks he loves, the thing he loves. Just as a lover's heart is on their beloved, and the drunkard's is on his drink, so the devotee's heart is continuously absorbed in love for his divine beloved. What if we were so tapped into our own essence that we could express love and compassion in every situation? Can we know that our heart is filled with the love of the beloved? To love God with all your mind. Yogananda says this means focus, concentration, and attention. To focus on the divine, to be willing to think and contemplate the good of God. And the yogic tradition has certain scientific meditation techniques for this, so that one can learn to really keep their whole attention on God. He says that while offering prayerful devotions, The mind is constantly flitting about to thoughts of work or food or other diversions. That's not loving God with all the mind. Can I keep my mind stayed on God? Do you have a meditation practice? Even taking a few moments out of your busy day to pause. There's always that suggestion of an hourly ding on your phone. And when you hear that ding, you pause and you say an affirmation. Love is me, as me, through me. I am blessed. And you just take that moment to reconnect hourly. Wow, just think about that. How much that would open up yourself. To love God with all your soul is to be in a state of intuitive, direct perception of the soul and its oneness with God. When no thoughts cross the mind, that there is a conscious all-knowingness, when one knows through intuitive realization that they can do anything just by saying it is so, then one is in the expanded state of what is called superconsciousness. We're elevated into that all-knowing place. Because our soul is the reflection of God, of love. To love God with all your strength is to take care of your body, your mind, your spirit, to be a good caretaker. It is not only mental determination and physical energy, it's awareness. The yogic tradition has many techniques that quiet the breath and the heart so that it turns off the energy of the stimulation from the outside and brings us deeper and deeper inward to be able to focus on that love without the intrusion of the senses. Because when we can go that deep, we're in communion with the One, with God, with love. So as we are willing to feel that within, that divine essence, to nurture that relationship, which is, by the way, the most important relationship we have, don't you think? Don't you think, oh, I forgot to thank God today, or I forgot to thank my body today, or I forgot to, whatever it is, to remember to honor that which is within us. Love in me. Through me and as me, is me. So once we have that relationship within us, our personal relationship, we also have a duty then to share our experience of divine love with our neighbors. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. And neighbor being a bigger aspect, as we know. And Yogananda has this to say, encouraged by love for God in meditation, one might best begin soul neighborliness by reaching out in helpfulness to persons who are outside one's family, yet are near than the world at large. When a person lives just for himself and the select few he chooses to favor as his own, he chokes the expansion of his life. And from a spiritual standpoint, he does not live at all. On the contrary, when a person extends their sympathy and caring from the us for and no more consciousness to his neighbors and to the world, his little life flows into the greater life of God and becomes the eternal life. A rebirth of loving God and loving one's neighbor, as urged by Jesus Christ, would bring a spirit of oneness to heal the ills of the world. Hear that. Only by fellowship with God will harmony and fellowship come on earth. When one actually perceives the divine presence in his own soul, he is inspirited with love for his neighbor, Jew and Christian, Muslim and Hindu, in the consciousness that one's true self and the selves of all others are equally soul reflections of the one infinitely lovable God. one heart, one love, one mind. And Ernest Holmes has something to say about that too, but I'd like us to hear. He says, when we let the love that is within us go out to the God who is in all people and the divine presence that is in all things, then we are loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, because we are recognizing that the spirit within us is the same spirit that we meet in others. This is loving our neighbors as ourselves. He also says, love forgives everything unlike itself. It purifies everything. Love converts everything that seems commonplace into that which is wonderful. Love converts weakness into strength, fear into faith. Love is the all-conquering power of spirit. Every heart responds to the warmth of love. Every heart. Every mind, he says, yearns for its embrace, and no life is complete without it. Love really is the fulfillment of the law of good. Love alone can heal the world and cause people to live together in unity and in peace. Let us believe that love is the great lodestone of life, and that love alone fulfills the law of good. Ah, love in me, through me, and as me, is me, and I am blessed. And as we know in the Centers for Spiritual Living, we have a vision, a global vision, that we see a world in which each and every person lives in alignment with his or her highest spiritual principle, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and action. That is sharing the love. So will you dance with the divine? Are you willing to have a deeper relationship? Will you engage your talents and heart to expand and grow in awareness, in delight, and in understanding? Are you willing to move from your head to your heart and trust your feelings and imagination? Let go. Let God. We hear that. Lighten the load of who you think or thought you were and become the magnificent you that you already are. Here and now. Would you like to expand and do that today? Just take a breath with that. Are you willing to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and to love your neighbor? Just notice what feeling that brings up in you. Love in me, through me, as me, is me. I am blessed, and I am loved. Let's take that into prayer. How good it is to just take a moment to remind ourselves of that connection of the one power, one presence, one infinite source of good, God, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, in and through everything and everyone. And so I'm grateful today to know the truth for each of us, that we are willing, there's a willingness to open our heart to love, to open our heart to peace, a peace that passeth understanding, because we are connected. We are individual expressions of the one. We are never separate. And so I'm grateful today to just simply affirm and know that as we connect to that power, something wonderful happens in our lives. We are divinely guided, directed, We are lifted up in consciousness to the greater good. Our health improves. Our finances open up. Relationships are peaceful. There is peace on earth. And it begins with us. It begins within. And so I'm grateful to affirm this today for each of us. That right where we are is a powerful love waiting to be expressed. And so I just let it be. I'm so grateful to speak these words, to know this truth. And I smile. And I just let it be. And join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.